Ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest joining me today, right now, is Roger Callanew. Welcome to the show, Roger.
Yeah, hi, thank you. It's good to be here.
Will you tell us a little bit about yourself and what it is you do?
Well, I've been in what they call, I guess, the truth movement. I don't use that term, but just basically coming back into the private. Formerly owned restaurants and stuff and had everything taken out of the system and they took everything from me. I got into networking with people and got finding out the truth basically about what the country or the world or the world governments are trying to do to the world. And I was tired of it. And I started researching and, you know, looking into the truth and then started applying it in my life. And since then, I've helped quite a few people become mortgage free and helped them with their tax issues or property tax issues, you know, third party debt collectors, basically the administrative process, due process of law, but do it and keep in the private and not be in commerce. So I've been showing people how to get out of commerce, basically. And I know that people are having trouble with their money issues. And so when I started out, I figured let's go for the biggest bill. So let's check into the banks, right? So I've been successful in my own homes. 8 years, I've had no mortgages, nobody coming after me, nothing. The property tax, I just deferred over to the state because they claim to own all property. So when they send me a property tax bill, at the one property, I just would ask them, I says, you seem to have made a mistake. There must be a mistake here. You know, in the documents that I got from the bank, it claims that the state, whatever state that is, but the state of owns the land. So you need to send this land tax to the state of Washington in this case, you know? So, on that particular one.
Okay. Well, what's next for you and what kind of situation are you currently in? Because whenever anybody resists any apparatus of the world government, two things happen generally is one, they all come at you, and two, you usually wind up having to help a whole lot of people just so that you have a network to make sure that you don't fall over and get exterminated without anybody noticing.
Yeah. Well, that all happened. My successes in it got, you know, noticed, and people that were working in offices and knew was deep into this movement. You know, people have heard about Tim Turner and all them people. When that was happening, I knew them people and the ones that were, you know, all affiliated doing the grand juries and all that kind of stuff. So that went through that cycle, and I went and got myself and my folks out of the system and anybody that would listen. And so through when I was working in the office, there was a huge network and I was helping people learn. But the only problem with that is I found that the problem they were having is they were believing that the paper was going to do the work for them. You know what I mean? Like we're all indoctrinated into thinking, like, throw money at it and the problem goes away, like paying an electric bill or paying your car off. And in this particular case, it's not that way, you know. I've been working the administrative processes, got myself out, got them out, and that whole cycle went, and with the network and everything, and it went for everybody. That whole other networks went out, and then I just got myself out and started living on my own and not really concerned, but I have been concerned with people in the public and being and feeling safe, like they have people knowing that they're there, that care about them, and that understand, and that's what's always kept me safe. So my story starts off when I had to get into paperwork was with traveling. Okay. I moved to another state and I left the old plates on the car, and I just kept, I didn't know what to do about traveling and how to set myself up like some people did at the time. So I just said, forget it. And I kept traveling around in my car for 3 years with plates on that had no tags, no nothing, you know. It had plates, but it had out of date tags. Anyways, a cop tried to pull me over one day, and I just said, forget it, I'm not pulling over. And it turned into a SWAT team at my house. I went all the way home, and that's what started for me, jumping knee deep. I did all my administrative through, because the court is administrative. That is the court. The court really is the document. It's not the building. Okay. So I handled it all without ever having to go. And never had any recourse after, nothing coming after me at all from it. They'll bombard you, you know, and throw all kinds of paper at you for a long time. In my particular case, it was, you know, the DMV, it was the state patrol, the police, the local police department, sheriff's department, two different courts, you know, and so I had like five or six different entities throwing in the same dates, the same paper. And in the administrative process, you know, you have so much time. So I got through it and I got out of it, and I've been successful with all of them. The houses, nobody's coming after them. The only thing that I found out with homes and things is that if you didn't own any of the administrative, when you're dealing with these people, if they sense the fear in you, they're going to come all over you. It is not the paperwork or the document that's doing it. It's merely the transmission of power, of your power, you know, and conveying to them that, you know, that you know your business, you know. So that's what I've been doing here now. And I've been looking to get in touch with some people so I can help them and show them how to remain safe in their.
Well, in radio, it works kind of differently. It's more or less not how can I help you. It's how can they get in touch with you to receive your help. So do you have a website or something of that nature?
I have no website. I've just been working through emails. Like I said, I haven't been doing any of this for anyone for probably about a year.
You don't have Facebook?
No, I don't do Facebook.
Well, what's your email address then? Because if that's the only way people can contact you, it'd be pretty stupid not to give it out.
Yeah, well, I give it out. It's AMPL, that's Apple, Mary, Paul, Larry, hyphen up, U, that's UP, 10,000.13@hotmail.com.
All right, so it's ampl-up10000.13@hotmail.com.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. And that's for Roger Callanou, ladies and gentlemen. ROGERCALLINU. And you can give them help with what, Roger? Just basically if they're having a problem with the courts or cops or mortgage, or is it specific?
Well, if they need to talk to somebody and they need any information on how to be able to make these approaches with them, and they're diligent in wanting to do so, and they know that they want to get out and not walk back into the system, and they're determined in that and can stand by it, then I can help them, because it's their energy that's going to stop it. People don't realize how powerful they are. So they can contact me so long as they realize that, you know, I'm going to help them with their work, and they can donate to me if they wish, but I'm helping them with their work. It's not my work. I'm not providing a service to where they can hold me accountable for something that didn't work for them, because I'm here to lend them my energy, and I can be a set of training wheels for anyone for a period. I'm proven. I've been able to hold properties with my own energy because of what I've did for at least a year. And I've done it several times. I've even taken them from the bank, off the bank, the courthouse steps when they were trying to sell them, and confronted them there. So if they can stand by what they're doing and they have a strong conviction and they want out and they realize what the system is doing, I can help them. But my experience with helping people is that once you do, and then all of a sudden they make all the agreements when you put down the disclaimer and what you are about, what you're not. And when they fail, they always come back to try to blame you for it, you know? So long as that's not going to happen, I don't mind helping anybody. I that's what I love doing. I love serving people. However, we do have to show expression for time. I don't charge anybody anything. So you want help, I would go ahead and just say, well, this is the value. What's the value to do? Make me an offer like you do in private, you know? And if that's it, then you, whatever you can afford or whatever, that's how I work with people. When I was doing mortgages, I would sometimes only, you know, they were having hard times most of the time. So I did it for very little, you know. I get started for a mortgage payment or half of one, you know, and that's usually how I did that. And then I'd ask them the same thing. Well, what, this is what I can do and usually do. What's the value worth to you? What can you do? If I can help you relieve this and stand by you and teach you and help you learn the knowledge, show you the knowledge, not teach, but show you the knowledge and be here for you, then you just make me an offer and we'll work with you, because I don't need money from people. I'm doing okay. But you do have to show some kind of a compensation in the sense of barter trade, or maybe you could do something for me. And in this case, I'm looking to get in the public to approach officials, because I'm tired of sitting and waiting for them to get right, you know. So I figured I would go to the sheriff departments and things and in my local area and ask the sheriff what he thinks about what's going on in the world and where does he stand. And in doing so, do the paperwork and then do that and get it into the public, you know, get it in a network of people so that we have our own public record and we're not doing anything in their world. But if you can do that, I'm here for you. No doubt. This is what I love to do.
Could you actually be specific and perhaps give us some case studies, examples, maybe not even use their names, but specifically how you have helped people and in what ways?
Okay. Well, woman I worked with, her and her family was in Georgia, and, I met her through the network and stuff, and we were learning this stuff together. And at the particular time, you know, I didn't have a huge network and I didn't have a lot of money either. And to get involved in programs and things to get the knowledge, you know, it was quite expensive. So with her, I worked with her because she had abilities, you know, so she knew how to write programs, you know, on computers and stuff. So she initially gave me $500 to help her with her mortgage, you know, and we didn't just do that. We did everything. We did the UCCs. We did a lot of stuff. Okay. And we worked together strongly for a year. And then when she had a confrontation, you know, we traded, you know, knowledge, and she helped me out and helped with the studies, and we battered and talked back and forth. That was her part. And she called me up one day and they were coming after it. She had to go to court. She got herself in a court situation, and I had told her previously that I would help her, and call me if I need to come and help you in any situation. Just let me know and I'll fly down there. Right. So she calls me about two years into our, you know, knowing each other and working together. And I just flew down there and helped her with her court. I stayed at her home and went through everything with her and coached her for 2 weeks, went to court with her, and she handled everything beautifully with me there by her side. I didn't have to do a thing. And we were good friends, and I went back home. You know, so that's what I've done there. My folks was the first ones that I did was to help my parents get out of situations because the bills were rather high, and they wanted to do it, so I did theirs. And my dad actually was able to enjoy part of retirement. He was a bit of a workaholic, and for a year before he passed on, and my mom still gets to enjoy the home today, hassle-free. So what keeps them from bothering you is knowing your business, you see, and you can't be afraid. Not that I haven't had any issues there. You know, we've all been pulled over, you know, and beaten by the ones who call themselves the authorities and stuff. And any time that you stand up for truth, you just got to, you know, put that kind of caution to the wind, you know, and that's what people are afraid of, so. I've helped with getting rid of third-party debt collectors, helped with property tax, IRS. You know, these are all things that are easy. It's just administrative. They're all taken care of the same way. The hard part is getting rid of the fear and standing firm in the face of this big giant that's trying to knock everybody down and scare them. And that's that. And so I think in numbers, we can stand stronger. If you know that you're in the public and you know that there are, let's say, at least 1,000 people or maybe 100 people or whatever, why do you think they're standing tall? They're standing tall because they got that big monster standing in the back of them. They're out there. They got a license to whip your, you know what, and they're doing it. And they try, they got the guns, they got the media, they got everything. So, if you can feel like you have people standing behind you, not only that, they're not physically with you there in some cases, but their energy is there. And that's big. And their consciousness is there. That's huge. I've learned a lot about that, and I can help share those types of things with them too, to get their confidence in who they really are and their ability to stand if they've had enough. But the key thing is you got to have had enough. If you're just going to do a we'll see thing, we'll try this out, or we'll call this guy to see if he's any good. Well, you know, I'm not work like a lawyer. I'm not a service. I'm not here to do it for you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to show you. I'm not here to teach you. You'll have to have your own due diligence. I'll share knowledge, format, information. I'll even go step by step with you with stuff that you have to do for yourself. But the important thing is the energy is in your intent. It's in your ability to stand and that you're done. And that's where it is. It's right there. And in your emotion, that's where all your power is at. And so that's why they like to scare you so much, because all your juice goes into your emotions, solidifies what they're doing. So it's new for everybody, I realize. And we just got to put on our big boy pants or women pants and get on and do what we need to do. And, you know, just stand firm and it'll happen. So that's what I've done. And there's a lot of them that I've done, so there's no point in going over and helping other people. But I will say this, like I said earlier, my experience is that people will agree with anything is when they're having a problem just to get help for the moment, okay? But when it comes down the road and things gone for a while and then they start feeling uncomfortable, you know, then it's just about talking and getting fortified and having a network to deal with that could help you out. So, and that's what I'm interested in. That's what I've been doing. I like to get back in talking with people. And I just got a hold of Vinny a couple of days ago, and I think he's doing a wonderful job there and doing great work with all the people he's interviewing. He's energetic and getting it out there, and he's doing a great work for everyone. And I contacted him to get here to see if I could help and get a record going for us instead of having to use their tools. We need to build our own tools and bring it to us, network, and then...
the primary thing, and this is how I started out, and it took maybe a year or two of doing this before I was picked up by a network in any way, shape, or form. Grab a camera, and you just go out and you do your own stuff, and you publish your own thing on YouTube. You start off with nothing. You go from one subscriber to 2 to 10 to 50 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000 to 15,000, you know. That's basically what it is, and that's how long it's taken me. It's taken me a good 5 years to go from 0 subscribers to 15,000 now. And I can reach and help a lot of people with that platform. What's problematic about it is that I've had to make nearly 5,000 videos in that time across 2 different YouTube channels in order to build that following. So yes. Ultimately, this is what you need. You need networking ability, you need to be covering people, and you need to be seen to be doing it, more to the point. So if you have any kind of recording device, you will also need a computer to edit it, and you'll also need a strong internet connection to upload them. And that's the real problem I've found, is that A, it takes time, B, it takes skill, and C, it takes equipment, you know, and D, it takes money. Like, it really does. Everybody got to pay for something. It doesn't, yep. It's just, you know, as simple as food or whatever. But that's me living within the system. Nobody who's doing what you're doing, getting into the private and all of that kind of stuff, has had the time or the resources left over from their fights to help other people to also publicize themselves doing it.
Right.
You know, and that's like the really interesting thing. It's more like a symbiote circle, right? What happens to one will affect the other. And I think because everybody's got different skills, different lifestyles, etc., we're supposed to be there to help each other in just the little way that we can. So if you can help people with mortgages and what have you, and I can record stuff for radio and put it out there, then I've got a moral obligation to do that. That's what I'm doing now.
Sure.
However, yeah, the rest of the people don't think like me. Right. Like my point of view is not unique, but it's far from a common.
Yeah. Well, in the battles that I've done, I didn't pick them. I had to take care of them as they come along. I didn't pick the order, you know, and that's usually how it is for all of us. You know, we end up in a problem and that's the order in which we go. And then we go that way. We either decide to deal with it or we're done with it, you know. And I was done with it because I've been, you know, I won't go into all of what happened in my life, but basically everything I ever did in this life got stolen by crooks. You know, and the last time it was around, I was doing very well, you know, and so you're not allowed to pursue happiness and be left alone. If you're any good at what you do and you end up into a situation where you're actually competition for the big boys, they're going to knock you out, you know, and so you can't just go and do and enjoy what you want to do in this world. So after that, you know, I'm 53 years old now, and this happened to me, around 2004 is when really, the awakening happened for me. I've always been awake. You know, I've always known it was all wrong. I knew it was backwards and been doing talking about that to everyone and trying to get the network all my life. But it wasn't until around 2004 where the true reality of what was really going on and all what was here on this earth hit me in the face, you know, and literally it just ripped everything apart. So that's what got me here. And I'm grateful for it, actually. When the time was going, I didn't know what was happening, you know. But I'm grateful because I'm not being kept lukewarm. I'm not a frog in the pot, you know what I mean? I'm not there just warm enough not to do anything, worried about being upset, losing this or the other. I'm on the way out. Yeah, I'm on the way out of this world and into what's coming. And if there's any people out there that are interested in doing that, we could build a network easily through the help of people like Vinny and others who may hear this recording. Just really love to help. I just don't know how when people don't know how to help themselves. So if there's people listening to this, they're beyond all of that, and I would be more than happy to help you. I only have skills.
Can I say something? Because this is a philosophy that I kind of realized just a few months ago, actually, is if you've got skills that other people don't have, you help them with skills, right?
That's right.
But if they are unwilling to learn and take on your help and keep asking for your help after you've already helped them and they refuse to help themselves, that's when you cannot waste any of your time on them.
That's right.
You know? That's the interesting thing. For me, it doesn't have to do with gratitude. It has to do with progress. If I'm going to give you help and you don't show no freaking progress because you're too lazy to help yourself, then you're not my responsibility.
Right. And for those that are in the system, I can show them, well, Santos pretty much did that. The VC, or, you know, that just simply means under duress, you know, and UCCs, to be able to, you have a life raft out there that actually, if you know how to operate that transmitting utility, you can detach yourself from it if you know who you are. But if you think you are your identification, if you think that's you and the plastic in your pocket, if you think that name on the paper that comes in on your electric bill or any other bill for that matter comes in is you, you're mistaken. It's not you. It is a corporate private account, trust account. Okay. They turned a corporation into it. That is not you, okay? You're just merely the brains and operating, and they got you as a puppet on a string if you think it's you, and they do own you if you think it's you. Now, the way to separate that is put the proper things on there, like Santos has said, the VC before the name, and I just most recently learned that, you know how they have lines on legal documents? I'm still learning all the time. We always do. We don't know everything. Something years back told me get rid of the lines. That's why I do all my stuff. Don't make marks on lines. Don't do nothing on lines. Well, It means in their terms, when they have lines, that it needs to be changed. So when you sign on there, you give them permission to change it, because you're supposed to know in their world, it says ignorance of the law is no excuse. So when you put your mark on there, you give them the ability to change everything that's on a line. So that's how crooked it is.
Yeah. Well, it'd be a straight world without that, wouldn't it? All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My guest for this segment has been Roger Callinew. Just remember, if you need his help and are willing to help yourself, you know, go through to a logical conclusion. I'm trying to say that with gritted teeth to make it sound a little bit more angrier. AMPL-UP10000.13. That's AMPL-UP10000.13. @hotmail.com. That's Roger Callinew. Email him if you need some help. You listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, and please, by all means, go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com if you're still in the slave system and you have a credit card or a bank account or something of that nature, and you're capable of supporting me. Go to the homepage, thevinnieeastwoodshow.com, and there's PayPal on there, also a Kiwi Bank account. Now we've taken up a number of new sponsors, which I want to just quickly mention. We've got two book sponsors on there, The Crowdfunding Revolution by Kevin Lawton. So if you want to figure out how to make a wee bit of money from asking other people instead of going to these big corporate kind of meetings and gatherings and things of that nature, where you have to prostrate yourself in front of the wealthy billionaires in order to get some scraps off the king's table, and you actually want to go to real people with a tiny bit of coin each and figure out how to convince them to support you and help you, The Crowdfunding Revolution is a good book to read. It's on the homepage of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Don't forget Blue Shield as well. Little tuning forks, if you put them together and they've all got different frequencies, all the forks seem to tune to the strongest frequency. And that's precisely how radiation interpretation works in the body as well. Your cells will automatically interpret and decode the strongest frequency in the room. And in most cases, the strongest frequency is simply the radiation coming off of your wireless devices and your computers, etc. Whereas with a Blue Shield, what it does is it broadcasts an amplified frequency of the natural resonating, I think it's 7.2 hertz of the Earth, which cancels all that stuff out. So your cells interpret that instead and don't get microwaved while you sit there. If you're keen on a novel, The Range of Illusion by B. Holmes is on the homepage there as well. Plus, we are going to be launching the Volcania Consciousness Coffee brand soon enough. They are supporting two truth movement outlets in the world. One being the People's Voice in the UK, that was helped to be set up by David Icke, and of course, the Vinnie Eastwood Show in New Zealand. I was quite proud to be on that very short list there. Also, the High Tea Cafe, which are constantly supporting this show on a weekly basis with contributions. And also, if you want some good frickin' soap, you know, like real soap, bro. No, oh my God. I actually really can't get over how good the Gourmet Soap Kitchen in Wagga Wagga is, bro. Seriously, she said, yeah. Angela there, she sends me this this box of soaps and stuff every month or two, I think. And yeah. You know, it's like Christmas, you know, all this really nice stuff. It's like, that soap smells good. I feel like I could eat it, but it doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste as good as it looks or smells. It's ironic. All right, I wash myself with it. Okay. And also on the other... The other element is, if you are like me and you're an energy fiend and you still like to go out and stay up late and things of that nature, stop drinking the frickin' energy drinks out of the cans, bro. Ditch the can. There's literally a Ditch the Can sponsor on the website there. You have your energy drinks in a little sachet, nowhere near the amount of sugar or any of the poisonous crap that you normally get in your freaking energy drinks, which eat through the cans on the supermarket shelves, which is why they had to line them with plastic and BPA, which makes you feminized. None of that stuff here. So go to Ditch the Can, little banner on there. And that's basically the end of our sponsorship. But one thing I want to mention is that I sing, okay? I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, and we've got a band. And if you scroll down the Vinnie Eastwood Show, you can see that there. The Vinnie sings, the Pākehā Cheese, all right? And click on that banner there and go and listen to our songs. And if you want to make a donation to our band, I'm going to like split the money with my bandmate and whatever. So it's like a specific thing, you know, you're gifting to the band, not to me. But half of it goes to him, half of it goes to me. I think that's good. I think that's enough. That's a good segment right there. Thank you very much, Roger Kalanu, and thank you very much, ladies, for listening, and we'll see you after the break.
Can I say one last thing here?
Well, I guess I can't stop you.
Oh, okay. I was just going to let everybody know, hey, we can get out of this together if we help each other with our knowledge, our time, and our resources. And we'll get each other out, helping each other out, helping hand. One gets out of the system, that one's out, and then you've got a place to go, a place to stable, and you keep coming out, one just helping hand after another. If you're willing to do it, it can be done. I'm already doing it. I'm already doing the trust and having it done, so it's awesome. If you need some energy, all I do is take a tablespoon of honey. That'll give you so much energy you won't be able to stay in your skin. But anyway, thank you, Vinny. I appreciate the time and I appreciate your effort and everything. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Please donate at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com or sign up for a subscription gift today. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again sometime, folks.